Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
I think every mom in America has a magical saying that they told their kids, and it was sage wisdom at the time. And one of them is better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And they were right. They may have been talking about a Band-Aid or Tylenol. I'm talking about health insurance. And it's better to have the health insurance and not need it than need the health insurance and not have it. Well, here's the big question with your postal and federal health insurance plan, whether it's FEHB or PSHB. Well, how many years do you have to have it before you retire if you want to keep it in retirement? If you said five, you are correct. Five with the government is a big number. And that numerology, that's a whole nother conversation. We'll have the conversation later. Five is a big number intertwined within the government every which way. And they want you to have it for 5 years before you retire if you're going to keep it forever. In fact, that's even a eligibility window. After age 62, how many years of service do you need to retire? Only five. And that's because, number one, they want you to work at least five civilian years so you can have 5 years of health insurance so you can retire and keep your health insurance. So what does that even mean? What is that? What do we care about? What's the health insurance all about? Well, let's bring up a slide here so I can show you how great it is. Health insurance, of course, it's very important, very valuable. If you've ever needed it and not had it, you know how great it can be when you do have it. So what are the rules? You got to have it 5 years before retirement. That is the consecutive 5 years before you go. Not, oh, I had it 5 years back in 1995, and then I dropped it, and now I turned it back on again. If I smush those years together, it equals five. No. You got to work the 5 years and then retire if you want to maintain it. You also have to retire on an immediate annuity or an immediate retirement. The difference would be you cannot postpone or defer your retirement if you want to maintain the health insurance. Now, correction to that, a postponement allows you to turn back on health insurance, but that's another side note. It would still be an immediate annuity because you're deciding to turn it on later immediately. That gets into a little bit of the weeds. Disregard that. And you have to have it when you retire. That's the consecutive part of having it before you go. And how can I make sure that my spouse gets to keep health insurance after I retire if I pass away? I have to leave them a survivor benefit. So it does cost you a little bit of money to make sure that your spouse gets to keep it forever if you pass away. But remember, if your spouse is already on Medicare or if you're Twinkies, we may not need that. Schedule a meeting and we'll go over that to determine whether you need it or not. Now, some people say, oh, well, I'm going to retire early or something like that. Well, again, with a VSIP or a VERA, remember, there's different varieties of waivers you can receive. But many of y'all have left on VERAs here recently, and some needed it, some requested it, some didn't need it because you already had it 5 years prior and you retired immediately. So the health insurance is an interesting scenario because there's all different versions of it. Sorry, I'm just getting clicky. But in terms of what plan you have, remember, open enrollment exists for a reason. You can go from Blue Cross to Aetna to GEHA to mail handlers and back again. And it does not start your 5 years over. This is any Fed plan, any postal plan, and you can switch them up every open enrollment. Even in retirement, my friend, you still have open enrollment that you can make changes. And when you have Medicare as well, please hurry up and reach out to my team. There's very few people in America that understand how Medicare coordinates with your health insurance and some of the options you have. There's no one way to do Medicare. There's no one way to do health insurance. There's no one way to do anything. But we want to go over those options for you. So a lot of people thought, oh, I can't change from Blue Cross because then I'll lose my 5 years. No, you can change whenever you want to within the Fed plan. That's the whole point. Now, there are scenarios where people have dental and vision that is not subject to the 5-year rule. You can go off and on every other year with dental and vision if you wanted to. I got a guy, that's what he does. He says, this is my dental insurance year. I'm going to get all my dental stuff done this year and vision, and then come open enrollment. I'm going to ditch it, not deal with it the following year, and then turn it back on again. Not a recommendation, just a fact that is not subject to the 5 years. So that's really all I have to say about health insurance. You need to know that you can change within the federal plans, or if you're a postal employee within the postal plans, you can make changes every open enrollment and take inventory of family members. Make sure you're not paying for family coverage if there's only two of you. And make sure that if you're Twinkies and you don't have kids, take inventory and make sure that maybe you need self only for each of you rather than self plus one. In general, just that change will save you about $100 a month. Let me be your friend on here and save you the money now. Schedule with me. So who knows how much money I could save you if I'm actually looking at your stuff. All right. Take care. Schedule a meeting with us. Doesn't cost you anything. Bring your spouse if you're married, and we'll go over everything and prep you for it so we can do it the right way the first time or at every open enrollment. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.